Wow Now Entertainment presents a full cast reading of B-Team 2, read by Maria Petrano, Jacob Whiteshed, Thomas Freely, Chen Xiong, and Carmen Piroli, written by B.C. Fertney.
Here we are again, my wonderful little workers. A sunny new day in the countryside with a hive full of hardworking bees and golden honey. Thanks to you two heroes. I want to thank you again, Zip and Zap, for returning our precious honey to the hive after it was so unceremonially stolen out from under us. As your queen, I couldn't be prouder.
Gosh, Queen Eleanor, we were only doing what we were born to do.
That's right. Zip and Zap are our names, and making honey is our game.
Well, what you two bees did for your colony will go down in the annals of hive history. All of our valuable golden honey was stolen. But you two youngsters used your skills, instincts, and bravery to not only locate the honey, but return every last drop of it to our hive. You may be small bees, but your actions are no small feat.
I agree wholeheartedly.
You do?
Yes, I do. You bees may not be as worldly and woodsy as, say, myself, but one day, if you keep up your hard work, I believe you'll be very highly regarded. Don't you agree, Queen?
I agree, Sebastian, that you are perhaps the most persnickety bee that's ever assisted the monarchy.
But, Queen, I...
You talk too much, Sebastian.
Yeah, but you say too little.
My little Zip and Zap, you bees are wise and brave beyond your years.
But, well, I don't know what to say.
That's gotta be a first.
I'll have you youngsters know I've been logging names, IDs, badge numbers, punch cards, and wing prints since I was your age.
Wow, that's a long time.
It sure is. Do you remember the dinosaurs, Sebastian?
That's not funny, bees. That's not funny at all. And by the way, let the record show that these two heroes were 45 seconds late to this morning's queen meeting.
Thank you for your diligence. As always, Sebastian, considering our previous predicament, I'll allow these two a little wing dragging this morning. They've earned it.
Well, in that case, I don't know why I even keep tally.
Because, Sebastian, without your valued attention to detail, our hive would not run like clockwork, and our workers could not operate like honeyed lightning. Our colony survives and thrives because of you. All of you. And I'm sure I speak for all our bees when I say there's no place like home. Speaking of home, are all our bees accounted for, Sebastian?
I took the day's tally twice, and I believe everyone's present and accounted for. If I overlooked any bee, I can't imagine who it was.
Jumping geranimos, Lanny. There's plants and foliage out here I never seen before. How far from the hive are we anyhow?
I got no clue, Manny. Let me think. First, we flew south, then southeast, then west a little further, then we zigzag north and zigzag southeast a little bit.
I'm plumb tickered just listening to it all.
Who cares anyway? Let's just enjoy our day. Why did we come out here again?
Honey, all our honey got stolen.
Oh, that's right. Well, dang, I guess we should get cracking and find it, eh?
Yeah, I guess. Or we could just get to pollinating and collecting more.
No harm in that. Let's hit it.
Okay, I see a patch of irises over yonder. They look downright scrumptious.
I'm fixing to check out them buttercups over there. Them things make me mouth water.
Hoo-wee! Let's go!
Queen Eleanor! Queen Eleanor!
Hold on, hold on! What's this all about then there, Pepe? Can't you see we're in the midst of a queen's meeting?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've looked everywhere.
Silly worker bee, you don't have to look for pollen. That's why we have vibrating hair that picks up on static electricity whenever we're near flowers. I'm telling you, Queen, we're gonna have to reinstitute the field training course for these younger ones. They're spending all their formative days on them gadgets and not honing
Sample complete. Ready to continue?